You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And boy, we got an episode today, because this one right here, I could not believe it. Just a quick update. Everything's going good, man. Training's a little bit slow right now because of the Christmas season. But, you know, thankfully I'm working on some other things right now. I need a haircut. I ain't got one. So y'all got to bear with me. But the podcast got to get done. I got to get the message out here. And like I said a couple podcasts ago, the community needs me. So let's get into it, man. So this right here is a video that actually came out a while ago. It's from a lady named Brittany Cooper. She does a lot of work. She's pretty successful, pretty well known. And, I respect that, you know. But this video right here, I don't respect that. So if you're listening on the podcast form, you'll hear the audio. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the video pop up somewhere around here, wherever I feel like putting it in the edit. So, I ain't going to waste no time. We're going to get to it today, man. So here we go. Let's get it.
The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
All right. So, this is where, you know, fitness is, and health has gotten to in this country. It's pretty sad because, you know, honestly, this isn't a hard task, like losing weight, taking care of yourself. But the formula is very simple, right? And it's very unfortunate because you got a lot of women who probably have aspirations of losing weight. And you can see in the crowd, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see in the crowd that they're nodding their heads, they're feeding into it. And it's just basically, it's creating another crutch for, our U.S. citizens to stay healthy, women to stay unhealthy. And unfortunately, you know, people in my community, in the black community, which is, I've already, talked about on the last podcast, how we're the unhealthiest demographic, keeping us unhealthy, unfortunately. So, one thing I want to point out is she's specifically referring to black women in this video. Majority of my clients have been black women, and I've helped at least 100 black women, lose weight, get some type of transformation, or they can vouch for me that the changing your lifestyle works. That's pretty much what it comes down to. And I'm willing to bet every dollar that I've made as a personal trainer, I'm willing to bet that the women in there nodding their head don't have any type of workout plan they're following. They have no type of structured meal plan they're following, and no type of consistency to where they put in a maximum effort and made some sacrifices for a certain amount of time to get some results. And it didn't work. Guarantee it. It's very unfortunate. I only played, this clip is 26 seconds, but she says some straight bullshit in this video. Another thing she pointed out was she blamed it on, I'm not going to say the president's name, but she blamed it on a certain president on why black women are obese. And listen, black women, white women, black men, white men, they've been obese since 2, 3, 4, 5 presidents ago, whether it was on the left side, right side, it don't matter. Obesity been here for years, for decades. It didn't matter what president was in. The president ain't affecting you taking your fork, putting it on that plate, chewing the food, and digesting it. No president is forcing you to do that. This is sick, putting this in these women's minds. It's terrible. And it doesn't help that the woman saying it is obese herself, right? I'm not a politician, so I'm not going to give voting advice to people. I'm not the richest, one of the richest men on earth. I'm not going to give financial advice to people. You feel me? I don't cut hair. I'm not going to give barber advice to people. I didn't play football at a high level. I'm not going to give football advice to people. Stay in your goddamn lane. Stay in your lane. She can't be giving advice on health and nutrition when she don't follow any nutrition plan. I guarantee over the past couple months, couple years, her habits have been horrid, horrible. And she's up here putting this in these women's minds. It's sad. That's why I'm doing this podcast. People need to hear this. People need to hear the real. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. She shouldn't even have a platform to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and no hate. Whatever she talks about, I ain't do a lot of research on her. Whatever she talks about, she got a lot of influence. So she, you know, she's knowledgeable about something. She's smart about something. She ain't smart about this. She don't need to speak on this. It's a reason why our community is the unhealthiest. Hearing bullshit like this, it's ridiculous. And then she blames it on. She said something about paying bills. Hold on, we're just gonna play it again. It's 26 seconds. Let me get the wording right before I go off. Hold on.
The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
So she said the struggle to make ends meet. That's something that stuck out to me because, you know, a lot of people, they might not be able to pay a personal trainer. They might have three jobs. But my thing is, just being in the gym all these years, I've met all types of people that are fit and that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 20s, whatever. I've met people with 2-3 jobs. I've met people that had to, you know, hustle and, you know, do different things just to pay the bills, pay for the kids' responsibilities, and make things happen. That is not an excuse. Now, will it be a little more challenging for you to find time to work out? Will it be more challenging for you to meal prep? Will it be more challenging for you to outsource and get, you know, a meal prep service? Of course. Of course it is. This, like, I was talking to a girl the other day, right? And I don't want to put her on blast because y'all going to know who I'm talking about, people that know me, people in the area. So, but she basically was telling me, you know, her biggest excuse that's holding her back. And guess what? It really is a legit excuse. I'm going to give it to her, but there's ways around it. I've educated myself on how to help the girl, but she just keep using that excuse. And at the end of the day, whatever excuse you use, it could be bullshit excuse, it could be a legit excuse. If you stick on that, you're not going to get the results. You're not going to transform your body. You have to get around it. And the reality is, it's a sacrifice for everybody. Everyone has to sacrifice. Everyone has an obstacle holding them back. Like, you're not alone. You're not the only one. And, you know, I went on a rant on Twitter, and it has to be a priority in your life. I've talked about this on the podcast. You got to make, if you don't make it a priority, it's not going to happen. You know, like, we're all functioning adults. We all got to pay rent. I don't have kids, but we got to take care of kids. We got to show up to work. We got to make ends meet. It's just a reality. You either going to do it or you're not. I think that's a piss poor excuse. She does mention stress, and I've talked about this on the podcast. Obviously, stress plays a factor in your weight loss. It might slow the weight loss down, but anybody who's developed a fitness lifestyle they'll tell you that the gym reduces stress. Like, you know, I might be going off on the podcast. You might see me going off or something, but I guarantee you I ain't stressed. I work out 5-6 days a week. And anybody can attest to that. Leave a comment about it if you agree with me. I mean, it's just a fact. It's a scientific fact that working out releases stress. So if you are that stressed, the gym is going to help you even more to get rid of it. And when you're not stressed, you make better decisions. You're more likely to eat clean. You're more likely to get your ass up and stop being fucking lazy and get in the gym. You're more likely to not look for excuses. You actually more likely to look for an excuse to go to the gym. And the biggest thing is dodging accountability. The inability to self-assess is going to hinder your results and hinder your progress, and it's going to keep you being overweight for your whole life. You got to be able to look in the damn mirror and, hey, I'm eating like shit. I'm eating like a fat ass. I'm being lazy. I'm not getting to the gym. I'm looking for any excuse not to do it. You got to figure it out. Men, man up. I ain't trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear it. I'm a man. Whatever y'all going through, whether it's financial problems, girl problems, your girl don't want you to go, I don't care. I done been there. Figure it out. Men, no excuse. I ain't got no cut cards for the fellas. But this is more towards the ladies, because I know my language can be a little harsh and some of the messages can be harsh. And, you know, ladies tend to be a little more emotional with how messages are delivered. But I'm telling you, ladies, this ain't it. Y'all can't feed into that bullshit. You got to be accountable. If someone's holding you accountable, you're holding yourself accountable. We're not saying you're a bad person. We're not coming for you. Coming for your personality, your character. You can be a great person and be overweight. It still don't mean you're not making no bad decisions. But you got to be accountable. If you're not going to be accountable, this ain't going to work. This ain't gonna work. And that same girl that hit me up the other day, this is my problem about, like, if you got a condition or you got a huge responsibility, this is my thing. When you use that as your sole excuse, right, you're not evaluating your habits and what you've done. Let's evaluate what you did the past 30 days. Now, the past 30 days, if you went to the gym 5 days a week, 90% of your meals that you ate were clean, and those 7 days out the week, you're eating lean protein. You're eating vegetables every meal. You're eating vegetables 3 times a day. You got fruits in your diet. You're eating a gallon of water, and that scale don't move. Then we could blame the condition, or we could blame the circumstance, or whatever it is. If you are blaming the condition, and you're eating bullshit, you're not drinking water, you're not going to the gym more days than you sitting on your ass watching Netflix, tweeting about Blueface and Krishan, watching reality shows, watching series, watching sports, fellas, football Sunday, eating wings and pizza, and drinking natural lights. Don't blame the condition or whatever it is. You gotta be accountable. This video right here is not helping any of these women in the audience be accountable. I ain't cool with that shit. I'm not. And one of the biggest things I want to talk about in this video is the emphasis is on diet, right? The emphasis was on diet, and the diet is pretty much the sum or the everything that you eat on a regular basis, right? So you'll hear people say a 30-day diet. That diet lasts 30 days, but I'm concerned about your diet for the past 2 years. That's what I consider your diet. What you've been eating the past 2 or 3 years. What is that? That's your diet, right? The diet has to go along with lifestyle. You got to change the diet and the lifestyle. So those go hand to hand. So if your diet is shit, you have a shitty lifestyle as far as your activity, your fitness, and your health. We need to focus on lifestyle. I don't even like using that word diet, lifestyle. And if you really want to change, clean eating 90% of the time. bullshit, moderation, have fun, drink, eat your desserts, whatever it is, your snacks, your weakness, that got to be 10%. So you're going to have to say no sometimes. You're going to have to sacrifice. And that's what the emphasis should be on, lifestyle. We got to get this diet out of here because, I mean, let's keep it real. A lot of the diets people do are just straight bullshit. You do the keto diet, you getting all these, you getting all these fats. You are getting some protein. You're not eating no carbs. So if you're not eating carbs, you can't go in the gym and perform. You can't go in the gym and do your cardio, high intensity, low intensity. You damn sure can't lift no weights. Your body goes in ketosis. You lose the weight. You get sick of that shit, and you gain the weight back as soon as you stop keto. Flat tummy tea. You drink the tea. Go to the bathroom, poop, shit your guts out. Stop. You stop drinking the flat tummy tea. You eat some bullshit. You bloat it all over again. Got to change your lifestyle. That's what I preach. And then when you get used to 90%, you can do 80%. And you can do 80-20. 80% clean shit, 20% bullshit. That's pretty much what I do. But I'm already fit, so I can get away with that. If I want to tighten up for a vacation, or, you know what I'm saying, like when I was living in Cali, I might have tightened up for a photo shoot or a commercial, I'll go 90-10, 95-5. But the good habits have to outweigh the bad habits. Whether you white, black, it don't matter. And she's saying like white women, their diets work better for them. Like, if you overweight black woman, you comparing yourself to a white woman who's fit, who's been active for years. Yeah, the diet is probably going to affect her differently because she probably stuck with it more than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't a race thing, but I'm just keeping it real. I'm here to spit the truth. Like, sisters, I love y'all. I'm gonna keep it real because I love y'all. This ain't love. This is straight lies. And that's another thing, ladies. Like, dude, y'all might take my message as being harsh, but that is straight love. That's me trying to help you. I'm telling you the truth. If the truth hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. Maybe I can deliver it nicer. I really don't care. That's not me. I'm gonna tell you how I do it. Get another trainer if you need it nicer. Go train. Yeah, some of y'all might need to train with a lady. She might, her message delivery might be a little different than mine. But I'm gonna always keep it real with y'all. But the video is crazy. It went viral too, and it had so many people agreeing with it. As you can see, it's on the OWN network. I might get a copyright for playing it, but who cares? Yeah. So look. If you see videos like this, or you saw some shit like this in the past, you see some shit like this in the future, don't listen to it. Watch this podcast. Listen to See Marty Fit. Listen to me. I'm going to keep it real with y'all because I love y'all and the community needs me, as we all can agree on that. Y'all need me. But, yeah, man, another episode on the See Marty Fit podcast. I kind of went hard on this one, but hey, like, It's gonna get even worse because I got more bullshit in the chamber waiting for y'all. So appreciate y'all tuning in. If it's your first time listening, like, comment, subscribe, DM me some feedback or whatever. If there's a video you think I should do a podcast on, let me know. Shoot it over to me. I'll get it done. And I really appreciate the people who listen weekly and consistently. I'm getting some great feedback. I'm getting subscribers. It's really a blessing, and like I said, I'm going to keep this thing going. I'm going to get some guests on here eventually, especially I'm getting the ladies on here for sure, no question, because I just went at the ladies today, and because I'm a man, y'all might not want to hear from me. Y'all try to block it out, but maybe if some ladies talk to y'all listen to them. So I'll see y'all on the next episode. Once again, appreciate you tuning in. Hope y'all loved it. Hope you learned something from it. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.